Well, I found it very emotional. I've been working on this for 20 years and meetings with the Cubans and with the U.S. officials, everybody else. And what was most emotional, there were three Marines who had taken the flag down as ordered 54 years ago. They're now all in their late 70s. They were on the plane with us. We went down with Secretary Kerry going down. They carried the flag out, handed it over to three young Marines, and they raised the flag, watching it go up, hearing our national anthem played, and hearing the cheers, not only from Americans who were there, but from Cubans who were there. It was extremely emotional. Both Marcel and I were so excited to be there.
As you mentioned, you worked behind the scenes for years to bring this to reality. What were some of the difficulties and what remain some of the challenges as we move forward?
Well, it's not going to be perfect immediately. We still have this embargo, which we should lift. If the American people put it to a vote throughout the country, it'd be lifted tomorrow. And we've got to do that. The Cubans are not going to change their government, nor do we expect them to. But the most important thing is there'll be a lot more freedom of interaction between Americans and Cubans. I think that we will see more travel between the two countries, and that's going to help both of us. We'll get to know them better, but they'll also get to know us better. And I think that certainly the Cubans feel, most of the Cubans I've talked with, feel their life will be better.
You mentioned the trade embargo. You do have a number of your colleagues that insist on maintaining the trade embargo. What kind of trade policy would you like to see?
I just think lift the trade embargo and have trade like we have with all the rest of Central and South America. If the American people had it put to a vote, they would overwhelmingly say lift the trade embargo. Most businesses in this country, certainly a lot of the Republican organizations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they want to see the embargo lifted. We should put it to a straight up or down vote in the House and the Senate, and it'd be lifted.
Fidel Castro handed over his power to his brother in 2006, yet many people still seem to hang on to Fidel Castro almost as a continuing leader. Why do you think so many people still ignore Raul Castro's progressives?
I think they know that Raul Castro is the president and is the one calling the shots. But there's respect for Fidel Castro, just as we've seen over the years respect for a number of our former presidents. But they know that Raul Castro is the real leader.
When this negotiation was ongoing to open up Cuba, one of the things that you accomplished was being able to release a person who had been held captive there, Alan Gross. Was it crucial to free Alan Gross before relations could be normalized?
Well, I told President Castro and others that really had to be done. They had demands that we could meet, but they had to do that. And on December 17th, the day that the beginning of normalization, President Obama asked me to take his airplane, go down to Cuba and pick up Alan Gross. Alan didn't know he was going to be released about an hour before we arrived. We looked out the window at the airport, saw that big blue and white United States of America airplane pull up. And his wife and I and a couple others stepped off the plane. He was pretty excited. I remember walking in saying, Alan, do you want to go home? He said, yes, Patrick, I do. I said, let's get on the plane. We were on the ground 31 minutes, and we're on our way back to Washington.
Senator Leahy, why does a senator from Vermont care so much about Cuba?
Well, there's only 100 people get a chance to serve in the United States Senate at any given time. We have to take steps that affect not only our own state, but over over 300 million Americans. I felt that this was important, just as I felt the ban on landmines was important, and I was able to pass that. I think that cleaning up Lake Champlain, which involves Vermont, New York, and Canada, is important. But I also felt this was extremely important. Everywhere I traveled in the world, people would say, but why do you have this relations or lack of relations with your next-door neighbor at Cuba? There is no way to answer that, and I wanted to see a change. I'm one of 100 representing the whole country. I felt it could be done.
Senator Leahy, a Democrat, is a co-sponsor of a bill that would eliminate the Cuba trade embargo. He has represented Vermont in the Senate since 1975. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.